This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You're getting ahead of the president here. He's very discouraged by the violence that he's seen in Chicago. It's why he sent a very strong letter to Mayor Lightfoot offering help because she's clearly unable to control her streets.
At least 15 people outside a funeral home were wounded in the latest gun violence to hit Chicago.
A black vehicle began firing at attendees of a funeral. At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If 40 million people are stuck at home, if they're depressed, if they're demoralized, if they've given up hope, that's how we wake up with a President Joe Biden. The damage and devastation that would produce for the country is enormous. I guarantee you, the week after the election, everything's magically better. Go back to work, go back to school. Suddenly the problems are solved. You won't even have to wait for Biden to be sworn in.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
And we're continuing tragically to find ourselves in the midst of COVID-9, including 830 Wisconsinites. COVID-9.
You don't understand. This isn't plans 1 through 8 from outer space. This is
COVID-9.
This is the one that worked.
Why do you wear the mask? So you don't make somebody else sick.
I want to ask.
Sick.
You.
What's with this guy?
Steve, that's our time.
Okay.
Unchained and unstoppable.
If you have an agreement with over a dozen, we have an agreement with over a dozen major lenders. 113,789 cases to make public spaces safer.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Yikes. There's a lot of this going around, you know, Charlie Baker, also known as Charlie Parker, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Karen Pelito. Now Marty Walsh can't speak. He's just stumbling and bumbling and rumbling, fumbling.
Is that a side effect of COVID-9?
It is. Every day now is a treasure trove as they try to get Joe Biden out. And you know, the thing is, they can get away with it because there are so few media outlets that are bird dogging this guy and keeping track of what's happening here. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. And the president is going to be speaking in a few minutes from the White House about his plans to do something about these surges of violence in the blue cities across the country, or mainly in the mainly on the coasts and some of the in Chicago and Minneapolis and a couple other places in inland. But we'll pick up a lot of that. However, I wanted to just start out by reading you the latest from the Windy City. The town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. This was a tweet from Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops, to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents. Apparently, they have a residency requirement that only Chicago residents can terrorize their residents. Because the same day, which was yesterday, that she sent out this tweet, under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents. They're kooky and they're crazy, mysterious and spooky. Chicago police are searching for suspects early today who fled in multiple directions after a mass shooting outside a city funeral home. All we saw was just bodies laying everywhere, witness Arnita Gerder told a TV station. Shot up everywhere, all over, legs, stomach, back, all over the place. We thought it was a war out there. the mourners were outside of the funeral home around 6:30 Chicago time. And when some cars came by and began fire, one car anyway, an SUV came by and the occupants began shooting. Some of the mourners then fired back at the funeral, at the vehicle. So these were mourners were armed at the funeral. And the vehicle, the SUV, then sped off before crashing a short distance away. Apparently it was perforated with bullets as well. The people inside the vehicle, also known as shooters, the shooters inside the vehicle ran off in multiple directions. At least 9 of the victims were listed in serious condition. 4 were women between the ages of 24 and 38, one of whom shot in the chest. Other victims included a 40-year-old man struck in the chest, an upper arm, and a forearm. 2 men, ages 22 and 32, were each shot in the hand. It was a planned ambush, police suggested. 60 shell casings at the scene. The SUV, when they discovered it, had 6 bullet holes in it. So apparently a number of the mourners were prepared to mourn in a proactive fashion should another drive-by occur. Then this is the mayor's next tweet after telling him saying that the president couldn't terrorize the city. While families were mourning at a funeral, cowardly gunmen opened fire, wounding 14 in a horrific event. And so there it is. That's your latest from the Windy City. Then did you hear about this triple shooting in the center of Florida in Polk County, which is a frostproof, it's called? There were these three guys were out catfishing at night last weekend, and they were just suddenly killed. They didn't know what the hell it was all about. They were at a lake, and they were killed. Well, they've made arrests today in the case. 2 brothers and a woman arrested following massacre of fishing friends in Frostproof. And this is something that Trump won't be discussing this today, but this is an example of the crime problem in the United States of America. The sheriff of Polk County just had a press conference. He was talking about the guy who's basically charged with the older brother who's charged with the 3 murders. The girlfriend and the younger brother were just kind of along for the ride. This guy's name is T.J. Wiggins. He was arrested for the first time when he was 12 years old. The sheriff said he was walking free with 230 felony criminal charges in his arrest history. Whatever happened to the old 229 strikes and you're out law? Don't they have that still on the books in Florida? T.J. Wiggins, now charged with these 3 cold-blooded murders, was most recently out on bond after breaking a man's arm with a crowbar. This is in New York. This is the middle of Florida. He's walking around after a crowbar. He's a thug, the sheriff said. He's a criminal. He's pure evil in the flesh. He's wild and he's out of control. Apparently, when they set up the tip line after the murders, the sheriff said that people said, "I don't know what happened, but you might look at a guy named T.J. Higgins. He's a bad cracker." And so they knew this. They were onto this guy from day one. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And one last thing before we go to the break, just want to get a few things laid out here before. PC woke mobs strike again. In case you didn't see it, they have an imported Mexican beer at Trader Joe's. It's called Trader Jose's. Trader Jose's is biting the dust. And apparently some Mexicans are very angry about this. What happened was a high school student posted a petition on what's it called? Change.org?
Yeah.
Change.org. 3,600 signatures. 3,600 people liked it. And all these names are gone, like Trader Jose's and Ming's for the Chinese food. All gone. All gone. Mutual of Omaha. You know Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom? What is the symbol, of the logo, the masthead of Mutual of Omaha? It's an Indian chief. It's an Indian chief, or it was an Indian chief. Say goodbye to the Mutual of Omaha Indian chief. Mutual of Omaha CEO James Blackledge said that to Mutual of Omaha, its logo has never had a disrespectful connotation, having been adopted years ago as a symbol of strength and respect. There had been no complaints, zero complaints about it, but they still dumped it after 70 years. It's been around since 1950, and company histories indicate that it was intended to represent the Plains Indians and their values of strength of character, honesty, and care for their members. Obviously, they had to do away with it. There was a racist connotation to the Mutual of Omaha Indians. So the Mutual of Omaha Indians, this Indian chief, is following. He's reaching the checkout counter along with Trader Jose, imported Mexican beer.
This is what I don't get about this woke cancellation period that we're having here. All the minority mascots, emblems, etc., they're going away. And yes, the minority is becoming even more of a minority. They have less and less representation right in the mainstream. What is the point?
I don't know. I mean, how paranoid is Mutual of Omaha? They've got no complaints.
It's not that they're paranoid. It's that they think it's going to give them some publicity that's free. And
well, I don't think this is good publicity. I guess any publicity is good publicity, but I don't think this is. I'd rather just bring back the Wild Kingdom.
That's what
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
That's what all these companies have been tricked into thinking, that this is good publicity, that they're going to get customers and praise for all of this. But it's just people gawking at you saying, why? Why are you doing this to yourselves?
I know. On the Trader Joe's thing, or getting away with Trader Jose's, people were commenting on their website. And there's one guy who said, I'm a Mexican. How is this? It's funny. It's a joke. I mean, how is it racist? It's, oh God, it's just ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Yeah. 401 says, I'm positive all those shots in Chicago were exchanged by registered gun owners who were members of the National Rifle Association. And no doubt about it. Chicago has some of the toughest gun control laws in the country, so they had to have been registered firearms, every last one of them, on both sides. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Mutual of Omaha. What kind of name is Omaha, by the way? Is it Indian? Indian or not? I don't know. Skip the hassle at the grocery store and sign up to get delicious, high-quality meats delivered fresh to your door at butcherbox.com/Howie. That's butcherbox.com/Howie. Every year, Roku does a poll. It's a self-serving poll, obviously, to see how many people are cord-cutting, getting rid of their cable TV, and, you know, just going with streaming. And the fact is, even before this, the panic this year, 9 million people in the last 2 years had cut the cord, 3 million in 2018 and 6 million in 2019. The prices get higher and you just find yourself watching less TV, and you just tend to be watching more streaming generally. So you dump out of these services that cost $100 or more a month in many cases, some up to $200 a month. So the poll came out today, and that were about how many people have cut the cord, and that that gave me a thought for a poll question. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How do you feel about paying for cable TV? I've cut the cord. I'm thinking about cutting the cord, or I'll never cut the cord.
I'm thinking about cutting the cord.
You're in the majority. 48% are thinking about it. 37% say they have already.
37%? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 15% say they'll never cut the cord.
Hmm.
So the trouble is, at least in my area, we only have one company that's able to provide your cable and internet.
Yeah.
So if you're cutting the cable, you're still going to be paying a premium on the internet. I did cut the cable.
How much did you save?
Probably at least $30 a month. It's not a huge savings because we supplemented the cable with YouTube TV, which is just $50 a month.
Yeah.
And then we have Netflix and Amazon Prime on top of that, but still a savings.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts.
I couldn't, down in Florida, I couldn't get the NFL network. That was when I was still watching NFL football, which I'm not sure I'm going to be watching anymore anyway, even if they let people back in the stands. But then someone told me you can just watch the NFL Thursday night games on Reddit. So I didn't need to. I may get rid of the cable in Palm Beach. But
Reddit or Red Zone?
Reddit, I think. Reddit.
Really?
Reddit. Yeah, Reddit.
You can watch anything online nowadays. I do the YouTube TV as well. I still have a provider for the internet like Taylor, but you can get everything off YouTube TV. You can watch Jeopardy. You can watch all the sports games. Now it doesn't matter. There are no sports games. But then you have Netflix, and then you have Amazon Prime where I watch The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Everything's on streaming. You don't need the cable for anything.
Yeah.
I used to watch award shows, but those are unbearable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's only a matter of time till I cut the, or at least cut one of them. I got it here, and I got it in Florida as well. But I don't need it. I'm watching less and less TV. All right. 844-500-4242. Patrice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrice.
Trader Giotto's has to go, and is Italian-American. That never bothered me. Trader Bing's, Trader Jose's. Trader Joe's is owned by some corporation. I think
in Germany. It's owned in
Joe.
Germany, Patrice. It was founded by an Italian.
Well, then Joe has to go, too. I mean, isn't that terrible? It just has to be Traders. We'll lose all the names. That's what I was thinking when I heard that. What about this Joe? Who's he? He's just like a symbol, right? Like like Omaha Mutual Indian. He's just a symbol.
Right. I mean, but how do you get rid of, all these trademark names that are basically still pretty popular and no one's complained about them? Because somebody who's not even graduated from high school, 16 years old, has 3,600 signatures. That's nothing, Patrice. 3,600? Are you kidding me? But it's even worse. Mutual of Omaha hasn't gotten, according to the CEO, hasn't gotten one complaint, and they dumped the Indian. What's the point? What's the point? Thanks for the call, Patrice. Jim, you're next with Howie. Okay, we don't have time. We'll take some more calls. We come back. 844-500-4242. Shouldn't there be a fourth option? Says 860. I'm stealing the cable. I once went to federal court when they pulled a sting on a prize fight. You know, people were stealing it, and they said, come call this number if you want to get a free prize. And it only went out to the people who were stealing it. They brought them all into court. It was a hilarious day. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Boy, a lot of text messages on the poll question. Everybody, it seems like a lot of more people are cutting the cord than I thought. I'm not paying any extra for any professional sports. We stream everything, and for two houses and our kids' apartments, we save $500 a month. Let's see. Check out Pluto TV Stream. Hundreds of channels free, built in to most smart TVs. I cut the cable 2 years ago, went from $247 a month to $83 a month just for cable internet. We'll never go back. I cut the cable. All you need anymore is YouTube, saving $120 a month. That's Bruce from the Mets. Haven't had cable for many years. Everything's on the net. I cut cable. I have Fire Stick. I cut the cord. Best decision ever. I have a Roku. I also subscribe to Sling. Yeah. Wow. With USB cord, you can get everything for free if you know where to look. See, I'm just not, I'm, in case you didn't know, I'm not that into the high technology or even the low technology. And I'm used to cable. I remember when cable was a massive technological upgrade. Could get all the Atlanta Braves games on the superstation from Atlanta, WTBS. That was a long time ago. I'm just not into watching anything anymore. I used to watch sports and cable news. Now I watch cable news. There's no more sports. And, you know, that can be tomorrow's poll question. Do you care about the Major League Baseball season starting? No, I don't. I saw the story in the Herald today. 6 takeaways from the Red Sox exhibition game. The Grapefruit League was one game. One exhibition game, apparently. Now the season starts. Nobody in Fenway Park. And probably they have, social distancing in the dugout. I remember in the days, if you brought binoculars, you could look into the dugout and see players smoking. Now no smoking. Nobody in the dugouts, probably. 844-500-4242-603. I cut the cord at my lake house. Yeah, I would like to see what the numbers are in New York City, because all those people have moved out. You know, in Manhattan, we'll get to a story in the New York Post today about how all these some of these chain places like for instance Shake Shack, you know, they've or Applebee's, you know, these restaurant chains, they've come back, reopened, and even in nearby states like New Jersey or Pennsylvania, and sometimes in the outer boroughs in New York City. But in Manhattan, there's nobody there. Nobody there. And they're not going to reopen. I mean, this is not going to be an easy bounce back for New York or Boston or these, especially the cities that are just racked by violence.
Howie, the headline in AP today said that people were leaving New York City in droves because they wanted elbow room.
Yes.
As if that hasn't always been the problem in New York. Like, hasn't something changed recently besides the lack of elbow room?
What did they say? What did they say in the message board?
The comment beneath it said, yes, elbow room from the bullets.
844-500-4242. Where I am in Florida, there's a lot of the other people in the building are New York City people. And one afternoon, I was just lying by the pool, and they were just all talking about how they'd all cut the cord. They're all older, but they just said, I'm not paying. When am I going back to my place in New York? I was spending $250 a month on cable. I'm out of there. And I was thinking, wow, this has got to be like 10,000, 50,000 people have done this just in Manhattan. Probably more. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for carrying the conservative flag on the radio for us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm getting sick and tired of all this out-of-control dropping of logos and changing team names and everything. But the one they never mention is the one I need to see changed right away, and that is Yankees.
You know what? I've thought...
Yankee.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain why they have to change the name Yankee.
Yankees is an ethnic slur against Dutch, and I'm of Dutch heritage, so I know this one.
Really? I think of Yankee as being Protestant, you know, just sort of New England, old stock Protestant.
No, it's a Dutch word, two Dutch words, actually.
Yeah.
When the British kicked the Dutchmen out of New Amsterdam and turned it into New York,
mm-hmm.
they considered all the Dutchmen were, you know, rednecks and hayseeds. So they called them by a Dutch nickname of Jan Cheese.
Jan Cheese, yeah.
Yeah, it literally translates as John Cheese, a redneck.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I was thinking Yankees. They oppressed all the new immigrants that came over, including Irish Americans in the 1840s. They were, you know, the Boston Brahmins, but they weren't all Brahmins. Some of them they were basically Yankees. That's how they came to be known. Not just Dutch people, but also WASPs. From the British Isles. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Howie, if they don't change the Fighting Irish soon, mm-hmm. I'm going to punch somebody in the face.
You know, I was thinking that. They got a picture of the Mutual of Omaha building with this giant mural of the Indian. They could just put the Fighting Irishman, Notre Dame, the Leprechaun could replace Chief Omaha.
That's my heritage, Howie, and I will beat anyone up who puts up the Fighting Irish. It's a stereotype that all of us Irish have bad tempers and like to fight people, and I don't want it.
That's right. That's a good point. By the way, we looked it up. Omaha is the name of an Indian tribe in Nebraska. So not only are they going to have to get rid of the chief, they're going to have to get rid of Omaha. It's just going to have to be mutual of. This is Mutual of's Wild Kingdom. Boudreaux?
Hello there, Howie. I'm a brand new listener to your show.
Thank you.
They play the best of Howie Carr down here on the, I think it's Live 95 on the weekend.
Right.
And I've been listening to you every weekend, and I had to find out where I could find you. So I had to download the app, I guess, for
iHeart. WRKO, stations.
Yeah. RKO. And, right. Man, you've won me over. You pulled me over from Hannity.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your show so much. And I looked up your website or something about your show, and I saw that Gracie girl. Boy, if my girlfriend would let me have a crush on somebody,
yeah,
it'd be Grace.
Oh, wow.
She got a face for TV, Bo.
Well, you can see her on Newsmax at 4 o'clock every afternoon. You know, she's around. She's around. I appreciate that. And you know, keep listening and tell your friends about the show too, bud. Okay.
The reason I called is they dropping all these images off these products. I'm pretty overweight. I'm a fat white fella with a big white beard. If anybody wants to put me on a bottle of barbecue sauce or some pancake mix or damn near anything, bottle of whiskey.
Would you like to be? How about Uncle Bud's? How about Uncle Bud's?
Two pennies here and there, rice. You know, would do me just fine.
How about Uncle Bud's rice? Converted rice.
Hey, there. Uncle Bud's. Listen, I make some mean dirty rice, Mr. Howie. And but the only problem is, Bo, I kind of look a little bit like Santa Claus, and hell, that gig's already taken.
How about Trader Bud's? Trader Bud's Mexican beer.
Hey, I'll do it. I don't
require much. There are a lot of openings, Bud. I hope they have to post them, you know, just like in a union shop. You know, you have to, every opening has to be listed. Thanks for the call, Bud. And keep listening to the show, please. 844-500-4242. Oh, no. The NYPD has cleared out the City Hall protest camp. That's where they were, they assaulted a New York Post reporter like a week ago. Remember that? They hit him with a 2x4, and the cops were just watching. And then they were also taunting the female police officers with just the most obscene, misogynistic chants there. What happened to de Blasio? How did he allow this terrible thing to happen? Oh, no. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Quick question for you, Howie. These sports owners of the major leagues, you know, Roger Goodell's and NBA and stuff, are they really thinking straight? Right now, with this layoff of sports, a lot of guys like myself that are considered, you know, average, not rabid, but average fans.
Right.
We've learned to live without it.
I put myself in that category. You're right. There's millions of us, Mike. Millions.
Right. And if there's only one national anthem, and every one of my friends, me included, if I turn on an NFL game and they're having a Black Lives Matter anthem and then the American anthem, I'm done. And I can just see their membership.
Yeah.
Where they're getting no ratings. I mean, what is their thinking?
I know. They had problems a few years ago with the first round of Colin Kaepernick stuff, and that was just more isolated. I mean, this is, you know, endorsed by the league, what they're going to do. And I, you're right, Mike. I don't understand it. I saw a picture yesterday of, what's the guy's name? Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback of Clemson. He's the guy with the long hair, and he's like he won the national championship when he was a freshman, and he's 6'6", and he's going to be the next great quarterback. Everyone agrees and all this stuff. And he got engaged, and they had a picture of him on social media. You know, he took a knee for his girlfriend and, you know, asked her to marry him and all this. And I was thinking to myself, you know, they're making this guy out like he's going to be a superstar, but what kind of league is he coming into? I mean, I guess he'll get some money, but I don't think it's going to be like the old days. I don't think there's going to be another Tom Brady, you know, who's going to, you know, be that kind of towering figure. I mean, it's just the NFL is going to join baseball as kind of, you know, yesterday's news, I think. I mean, it may hang on more than baseball, but it's not going to be what it was. That's for sure. 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, there is no question. There's millions of poor people across this country that live in these high crime areas, and if they could afford it, they would leave and they would escape too. And it is just a damn shame that people have to live in those high crime areas, that the Democrats do nothing to help the people at all.
Yeah. I know. I don't understand why they're objecting so much. I mean, I guess I understand it because it's Trump that's the president. But wouldn't you think if you had basically an armed insurrection in the middle of your city, or in the case of Portland, Oregon, 8 weeks of violent rioting every night in the downtown area in what used to be a really nice, civilized city, that you would want somebody to help you regain control of the streets? I mean, you might say, well, I wish it didn't come to this, but you know, we have to restore order. I mean, don't you owe it to your constituents to get law and order returned? Or do you like having the governor, the mayor, what is it, Governor Katie Brown and Mayor Ted Wheeler? I mean, do they think the mob isn't going to eventually come after them if they don't do something? They don't understand human nature, do they? They haven't read much history. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The president was supposed to speak at 3:15, make some remarks about the crime situation in the nation's biggest, bluest cities. But he's running a little late, obviously, so we're hanging in there. 844-500-4242. This is somebody says that he stopped watching. He was a golf fan, but he stopped watching the PGA when they had a moment of silence for George Floyd. Said no, he shouldn't have been killed, obviously, but having a moment of silence for him was something he didn't deserve. I just think there's a lot of people, you know, you break the habit on anything. If 100 people break a habit of doing anything, whether it's going to church or buying stamps at the post office or getting a cup of coffee in the morning, a certain percentage of those people aren't going to come back. They're going to just figure new things to do. And this sports has been gone for 4 months now. And not only that, but now they're doing things to even further alienate huge percentages of the natural fan bases of all of these sports. And I just have to think that it's going to take a while to come back. I wonder what's going to happen with the theaters too, the movie theaters. I mean, talk about breaking the habit. Who's going back to a movie theater anytime soon? You are? Yeah, one of our VIP is going back. I don't know. I wasn't going much anyway, but this is probably the end of the line for me. I've kicked the habit permanently. Didn't even need any patches on my arm or anything. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, great show as always. I just wanted to, I'm out in Western Mass, and I wanted to give you a quick update because I've been a resident out here for about 30-plus years in Northampton,
yeah,
that beautiful city. And, you know, basically my point is barely the term defunding police came out, and the Northampton City Council voted to defund our police, which resulted in a net loss of four officers and one school liaison officer.
Ugh.
But last night, here's the funny part, Amherst, Massachusetts, which I expected them to defund, they voted resoundingly in a 12-0 vote to keep funding the police.
Wow.
Keep the community safe.
That is surprising.
And it was unanimous. Now, understand, though, all these counselors were visited with heavy-duty pressure by all the anti-police people on their front lawns.
Well, it's like here in Boston when they the city council voted 8-5 to continue funding the police or not cut their budget, the Boston Police Departments, and this anti-police group with its name is an obscenity I can't even repeat over the air. They came and they basically vandalized their houses, or they tried to vandalize the houses, and if they couldn't get to the houses, they vandalized the sidewalks in front of their houses. I mean, they're not exactly adherents to Dale Carnegie's "How to Win Friends and Influence People" mantra. You know what I mean?
We lost
David. Thanks for the call, David. We got the message. 844-500-4242. I don't think threatening people is a good way to go, but that's what they're doing. They can make certain groups. They can scare the bleep out of Trader Joe's or Mutual of Omaha. So they think they can scare anybody. Eventually people start fighting back. There's a backlash. For every action, there's a reaction. You learn that in physics, right? I'm Howie Carr.